The children rush out of the door at the allotted time. Little boys run into their mother's arms. Girls walk out hand in hand. Slowly, everyone appears and is embraced, and slowly the parents and kids disperse, until I am the last parent left in the playground, in the cloaking winter darkness. And then my daughter emerges, unhappy in the doorway, and a young blonde teacher, I presume Mrs. Rowlandson, shepherds her towards me.
"Lydia," I say, "did you have a good time? Was it nice today? How were the pirates?"
I want to ask her, "Did anyone play with you? Did you pretend Kirsty was alive?" Lydia takes my arm and I look at the young teacher and she weakly smiles and blatantly blushes and returns to her classroom.
27th of April, 1926. On the day of the miracle, Isabel was kneeling at the cliff's edge, tending the small, newly made driftwood cross. A single fat cloud snailed across the late April sky, which stretched above the island in a mirror of the ocean below. Isabel sprinkled more water and patted down the soil around the rosemary bush she had just planted.
"And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," she whispered. For just a moment, her mind tricked her into hearing an infant's cry. She dismissed the illusion, her eye drawn instead by a pod of whales weaving their way up the coast to calve in the warmer waters, emerging now and again with a fluke of their tails like needles through tapestry.